Hey, what's happening? This is Chris Campbell here, and on the segment of 5 and 5, we sample 5 tracks from legendary R&B siren Anita Baker. Influenced by jazz singers Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan, Anita Baker gravitated to music from an early age, singing in her church gospel choir in Detroit, where she cultivated and refined her love for music and her powerful and emotional 3-octave vocal range. After being invited to audition for the R&B collective Chapter 8, who were the backup band for the Detroit Emeralds, Baker would join the group, becoming the lead singer on its self-titled 1979 debut album released on Ariola Records. We'll next check out a snippet of a track featuring Baker and lead vocals. Here's Chapter 8 with I Just Wanna Be Your Girl. That was Chapter 8 featuring Anita Baker on lead vocals with I Just Wanna Be Your Girl from their self-titled debut album. The release gave a small glimpse into Baker's talent and what would come later. However, Ariola Records was bought out by Arista Records, who decided to drop Chapter 8 because they felt Baker's vocals and persona lacked star quality. Discouraged, Baker would leave the music business for a time and work at a Detroit law office as a receptionist. In 1983, she was contacted by an old colleague from Chapter 8 and asked to record an album for the Beverly Glenn record label. Production quickly ensued on what would become Baker's debut album, The Songstress, a perfect title that cast her as a highly capable tunesmith with a velvety voice who was masterful in crafting the art of the bonafide slow jam. No more is this evident on the track, Angel, from the release. Check it. And that was Anita Baker with Angel from her debut album, The Songstress. The release went against the trends of the African-American scene of the time, which was filled with cheesy synths, dance divas, and rappers. Instead, Baker opted for a more soulful sound combined with shades of jazz and heartfelt balladry that cultivated a grown and sexy adult contemporary vibe in her music. If The Songstress was the appetizer, her next album, Rapture, would be the main course. Listeners had been wanting more of Anita's voice, and on her sophomore release, they would hear the full scope and glory of her vocal abilities unapologetically. We'll next check out a snippet of one of the signature cuts from the release. Here's Anita Baker with Caught Up in the Rapture. That was Anita Baker with Caught Up in the Rapture from her 1986 album release, Rapture. The album would be her magnum opus, musical lightning in a bottle, and garner two Grammy wins for Best R&B Female Vocalist and Best R&B Song. There were other significant milestones associated with this groundbreaking release. First, Baker named herself executive producer of the album, and as such, there was a seamless quality to the material, with each song being a beautifully personal tone poem, or as Baker would refer to the song and sound architecture of the material, as fireside love songs with jazz overtones. Her seeking control over her own material would be a key theme that would manifest itself to a greater extent later on. Secondly, by virtue of the release, Baker became the face of the Quiet Storm movement, a black radio subgenre style that was pioneered by artists such as Smokey Robinson, the Isley Brothers, and others in the 1970s, and it fostered the intimate textures of soulful slow jams into a slow-motion atmosphere of romantic undertones and overtones amid melodic grooves. Baker took this level of sophisticated soul and put it on an even higher ground with her tributes to the endurance of love and happiness, with a warm and tenderness with her songs becoming timeless musical devotionals. And thirdly, Baker's voice took on transcendent qualities, with her rich contralto sounding much older than her years and delivered with the utmost precision and conviction while enveloping listeners in its symphonic textures that flooded every sense. Soul music was at a crossroads by the time Rapture dropped in 1986. Much of the genre was aimed at the pop dance scene a la Whitney Houston, or it became somewhat formulaic as typified by the popular machine-driven productions of Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Rapture reset the genre and reasserted the case for soul music being an authentic medium, a creative space where diverse and variant sounds such as jazz, R&B, and adult contemporary could simultaneously exist in the same dreamscape. It was both timeless and nostalgic, but also forward-thinking and pointed to a future direction for R&B. The album resonated in the underground and mainstream and would set Baker up to having a long-lasting multiple platinum career. Her next album, Giving You the Best That I Got, would continue her trajectory as a purveyor of sophisticated soul. We'll next check out a snippet of the title tune.
So times I tell you now that I made a vow. I'm giving you the best that I've got, baby. Yes, I tell you now that I made a vow. I'm giving you the best that I've got, honey. Everybody's got a piece.
That was Anita Baker with Giving You the Best That I Got from her album of the same name. The album earned Baker 3 more Grammy Awards and cemented her stardom. 2 years later, Baker released an album titled Compositions, which would be followed by Rhythm of Love in 1994, both albums resting atop the soul charts with a musical mix of jazz, soul, and adult contemporary, along with award-winning material. Baker would take some time off to dedicate to family, raising 2 sons and focusing on their personal growth and development. She would later reemerge in 2004 with a deal with Blue Note Records and release My Everything, an album that would reach the top of the pop and soul charts. Baker's music resume is one that most artists would kill for. 8 Grammy Awards, 4 American Music Awards, and numerous recognition, including a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But her legacy also includes music activism in recent years. Baker, like many artists back in the day, were victims of bad artist contracts that prevented them from owning their own material. However, Baker was able to utilize a reversion in copyright law and declared that she had outlived all her artist contracts, and by law, her masters plus the rights to her name and likeness should be returned to her. The reversion allowed artists to be given their copyrights after 35 years. But with her not being granted those copyrights, the veteran songstress took her fight public, during which time she encouraged fans not to stream her music until she was the sole owner of her catalog. Her stance galvanized music artists as many came out in support of her and stimulated still others to have the courage to fight for their own masters and copyrights. Baker eventually triumphed with a recent announcement that she had reacquired her masters. Anita Baker's impact on music continues to evolve as new generations of music lovers discover her work. She has brought a sense of class to the industry that you would see with jazz artists such as Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson, and Sarah Vaughan. But the main difference being with those artists is that she brought it to the mainstream with a sophistication grounded in traditional oriented soul and R&B with future leanings. She's a wonderful, deeply intuitive musical personality, a peerless paragon of soul whose music is equal parts transcendent and timeless. And that's pretty good for an artist whose record label once told her during her Chapter 8 days that she did not have star quality. We leave you now with a snippet from Baker's Compositions album as we sample the classic sounds of Fairy Tales. And that was Fairy Tales by Anita Baker. Catch future 5 and 5 segments right here in the Progressive Underground, where we sample an exquisite cachet of music genres in addition to bumping soulful electronic gems from artists making up the global music underground. This has been your 5 and 5. For the Progressive Underground, my name is Chris Campbell, and we'll see you next time.